About half of patients with a type of brain cancer known as glioblastoma die within 15 months of diagnosis. And for those with a particular mutation, that prognosis is usually worse. But researchers at the University of Pennsylvania are figuring out how to use that mutation to their advantage, as WHYY's Jessica McDonald explains.
About 30% of glioblastoma patients have tumors with a mutation in a growth receptor called EGFR.
It gives the tumor some of its characteristics, meaning it makes the tumor cells grow.
That's Marcella Moss, a physician scientist at Penn. She says typically the mutation is not good news, but because it's specific to the tumor, it eventually may be this cancer's Achilles heel. Moss is working on a personalized therapy that would genetically re-engineer a patient's own immune cells to zero in on and kill cells with a mutation. The technology is similar to other efforts at Penn to reprogram T cells to treat leukemia.
Taking an antibody, which is typically a kind of molecule that's circulating around in the blood, and it's fusing it to proteins that will cross the membrane and then that will signal to T cells to replicate and kill.
In mouse models of the disease, the team found that the tweaked T cells successfully shrank tumors. Based on the findings, Moss says researchers at Penn and Novartis have started enrolling patients in a phase 1 clinical trial. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.